Blog Talk Radio.
Bless you. This is Dr. Adrian Butler, and this is The Power of Your Destiny. We're so happy to have you here with us on today, for this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I tell you what, it has been a wonderful day for us. I pray it has been for you. To all of our fathers out there, happy Father's Day. Great day to be a father. You know, we had to preach this morning, and part of our discussion this morning with fathers was, you know, anyone can make a baby. Some biology, that's just biology, to make a baby. But in order to be a father, there has to be a level of responsibility. So being a man means I have to be responsible. You can make anything. Part of being a man, you know, by genetics, I can father anything. I can father a boy or girl, but truly, when I become a man is when I take responsibility for what I father. So we're going to have a great show today. Today we have Jonathan Valencia out of Jacksonville, Florida, that's going to be with us. I tell you, phenomenal young man. We love him, and his mother, his grandmother, his brother came up the early part of this month for our youth day. No, it was last month. For our youth day last fifth Sunday, they were here in South Carolina, and I tell you, this young man really, really brought the Holy Spirit with him. And when we talk today, you're going to see he has an anointing on him that really, really, God has really blessed this young man. We're going to have a good time talking with him today. We're going to play some of his music, tell you how you can get his music. You know, we really need to be in a position where we encourage our young man. He's, like I said, not only a gospel phenom, you know, singing gospel music, rapping gospel music, but he's also a pretty good preacher. And like I said on our pregame broadcast, I would have him to preach to congregation even if it wasn't on a fifth Sunday. 15 years old and on fire for God. I hope your day has been a beautiful day. Again, this is Father's Day 2016. I know it's been a tough week. We've had a lot of tragedy that has gone on, a lot of things that have happened in our country and our nation. But be encouraged. God is not through with us yet, and the best is yet to come. Again, this is your host, Dr. Adrian Butler. This is the Power of Your Destiny broadcast, part of the Christian Lifestyle Network. We'll be right back after these few audios. Again, this is the Christian Lifestyle Network. If you'd like to have a question or comment, please press 1. And if your friends want to listen to the show, tell them to call 347-215-8947, and they can come into the show. Again, this is the Power of Your Destiny broadcast, part of the Christian Lifestyle Network. We'll be right back after these audios.
Our dad, the trendsetter, and the rule maker, and at times, the rule breaker. A combination of brave heart, die hard, and Yoda. You turn boo-boos into woo-hoos, going from Prince Charming to urban legend in a split second. You're the master chef of Le Hamburger. Fearless daredevil, willing to put it all on the line. And you never back out from a spa day. Oh, but Dad, this is only some of what makes you awesome. Thanks for all you are. and all you strive to be. Here's to you, Pops. Happy Father's Day.
Hi, this is Crystal Williams, host of Beauty Essentials, where we are bringing you, that's right, the man and the woman, timeless beauty for your mind, your body, and your spirit. Make sure you tune in every Tuesday and Friday evenings at 7 p.m., where you will be enlightened, inspired, and empowered, right here on the Christian Lifestyle Network. Stay beautiful, be you, and God bless.
At times, every father wonders, where did the time go? Children who just yesterday were so small, so dependent on us, so eager to spend time with us, suddenly become so grown up, so independent, and so anxious to find their own place in the world. The years speed on and they seem to go faster each day. So where did the time go? Simply put, we lived it. Perhaps by remembering this, we will be more inclined to make the most of the time we still have and live it well. We can cherish the meaningful moments, large and small, that help to shape our children and us. We can hold on to the happy memories and even remember the mistakes, but only long enough to learn from them and then move on. Starting today, we can build strong relationships with our children, moment by moment. A grown son reflected on the good times he had with his father while growing up. Interestingly, the moments he remembered most clearly were neither expensive nor exotic. They were seemingly small exchanges between father and son. Conversations, shared experiences, campouts, projects they completed together. By far his most meaningful memories were a series of simple moments when his father demonstrated love. In many ways, it seems easier for fathers to move up the professional ladder than to be engaged in the life of the home. And yet, the loving presence of an attentive father makes such a big difference. He is more than just a guest in his home. He strives to take advantage of every opportunity, every precious moment, to build bridges to his children and grandchildren. It's often not easy and takes great patience and wisdom, but there can be no greater or more meaningful work than the work we do within the walls of our home. Being a successful father is not so much about doing a few extraordinary things as it is about diligently doing many simple things. It's making the most of fatherhood moments day by day, year after year, before they slip away.
And that's gospel phenom Jonathan Valencia that you hear. Holy Spirit, just flow. I'm just like I said, we have so much love for this young man. and his family. While he was here with us for our Youth Sunday, the fifth Sunday, we got his CD, and my daughters are just so enamored with his CD. Thank God that they have some Christian music and a young man that they can look up to that is preaching and teaching and singing from his heart for Jesus Christ. We'd like to welcome to the Power of Your Destiny broadcast Jonathan Valencia and his mother, Margo. God bless you all. How are you doing?
We're doing good. How are you?
Oh, we are standing on top with all things under my feet, my sister. God bless you all. Why don't you, Jonathan, if you could, share with the audience who you are. There may be someone out there that doesn't know you, but we want to make sure they have an opportunity to know who Jonathan is, as well as you, Sister Margo. If you all will just introduce yourselves, please, to the Power of Your Destiny audience.
My name is Jonathan, and I'm preaching, and God, I feel that God has me on an assignment, and I'm just willing to do his will, and yielded and still unto the mighty hand of God.
And I'm Margo, his mom, and I'm just very, very thankful for what God is doing in the life of my son and my family in general. We just thank God for all that he does each and every day in our lives, and we just give him all credit and all glory and honor goes to God. There's nothing that we within ourselves, but everything we give credit to Jesus. And we just thank you today, Pastor, for having us on your show today, and just the love that you've shown to us, and we just appreciate you so much.
Oh, my sister, it's a pleasure and an honor for me. You know, I love young people. That's where my heart is. I started out in ministry as a youth pastor, and so to see a young man on fire like Jonathan is, I'm just encouraged. You know, we hear in our society these days so much negativity about our young people. And so, you know, we discussed when we brought Jonathan in, I have quite a few young people that are running around our church. I want them to see a young man that's on fire for God and that can go to the next level for God, doesn't have to worry about his age or anything else that people see, because loving God, preaching for God, singing for God is not a number. Age is not a number in that context. But he's an old soul, I tell you. Jonathan, the song that we just played was, you know, that's one of my favorite songs. In fact, our good friend up in Atlanta, Dr. Renee Sunday, she and I were discussing you, man. You know, people are discussing you even when you're not in their presence. You're in their presence, if you understand what I'm saying. But that's one of my favorite songs on your album. Love the album altogether, but that's one of my favorite songs. So share with the audience what inspired that song. Is that a song that you wrote as well? Because you do some writing as well, isn't that right, Sister Margo?
Well, this is Margo. Jonathan does write his own messages, sermons that he preaches, but the album was one that all 10 songs was written by me, Mom, when Jonathan was like 11 years old, and God gave me the vision to bring music into his preaching ministry because he started preaching first, and then in order to really grab the youth, I introduced the music, and God just began to pour into me songs that I knew that God could execute, and just to broaden his ministry, to tap into the young. Because as you know, Pastor, Jonathan's word, when it comes down to a message, is very deep. His word is very deep, but we wanted to be able to allow children and the young to be able to relate to him too.
Amen.
Because his word is so mature, and, but, you know, he being a child, it does inspire children when they see a young man doing it at his age.
Right.
We want to be able to show that they are able to work in the kingdom for the Lord no matter what age in. God can use them at different capacities, different gifts, different things that the youth are able to do. So those songs that's on the album, there are 10 of the songs. But they were written all by me, but it definitely inspired by the Lord. And we just thank God for what he's doing in Jonathan's
wow.
ministry.
Now, Sister Margot, I have to give you and God two or three thumbs up. I have to add a thumb because as we, you know, listen to these songs, it seems like there was, a true professional writing ministry going on. You know, you have really, really done very well. You and Jonathan's collaboration with his vocals and with the songs that you have written. And we're going to hear some more of them as the show goes on. But even with the song that we just heard, for you to put that, have you ever done anything like that before? Is you have any musical background? I know you've been a teacher, but have you had any musical background? What you know, how in the world? If you have not, I'm here to tell you, you and the Holy Spirit did a phenomenal job because, I'm blown away with every song and the you know, how you get an album and one or two songs are kind of okay. Each and every last song that's on this CD are power-packed and spirit-filled. And not just for, I know you guys wrote it so they would capture the young people, but it's my kind of my guilty pleasure, too, because I love to turn them on. Like I said, even Dr. Sunday, our good friend in Atlanta, she and I said we just really love the song that we just played. So do you have any other musical background to put together such a phenomenal project?
You know, Pastor, it's good that you asked that question because I can absolutely tell you that I'm even sometimes amazed at the fact that I was able to do it because, no, wow. I've never, ever, wow. I don't have any musical background. I don't play any instruments. I don't even sing in the choir. I don't sing. I can't, you know, carry a note, you know, but I'll carry a note for the Lord. But at the same time, I didn't have any experience with writing songs. So actually Kingdom Bound was the first song that I wrote. And honestly, I didn't even really know if it was a song that it would even be fit as a song. But it was something that just came to me. And from there, I worked with someone that, a producer that we began to collaborate with the music. And he just started really adding music along with the melody that I come up with in my head. He would be able to just bring in his musical genius gift and begin to put music to the melody and the lyrics. And Jonathan being, you know, his execution of the songs was just, it was just God put it all together. I am amazed how it all happened. So I would actually have to give God all credit. It is not something that I would have the experience in that realm. But at the same time, it was something that God did. And so I look back and I think, even us being independent, we didn't do it with a record label. We didn't do things, you know, where I even had the knowledge of being able to understand even the music industry. I knew nothing about the music industry. But I just knew that God had played in my heart, and we just moved forward, just trusting God all the way. And even the way God has even worked it out with every part of what came together, I would have to say it all came from God. You know, even how it's packaged, how it's all put together, it was not something I knew. It was things I learned as I walked in faith, trusting God. But it was not an easy task at all. But it was one that I felt determined to. And so I just thank God for how he just allowed us to move forward that way.
To say, my sister, if I ever sing again to record, I want you to write my music, because I'm telling you, you did a phenomenal job. Jonathan, how was it in the studio for you? So, you know, this is your mom's first time. I would imagine it was your first time in the studio as well, putting together this project. So how was it for you when you were working on this project?
Well, Pastor, the first time being in there, it was a whole new experience, and you know, I was really nervous to see, you know, my first time even stepping through the door. The first time, I was nervous, you know, not even expecting, you know, what to expect, not even knowing what. But when I went into the producer, I feel that God really sent that producer, because the producer, he made it very, very, very simple and put any pressure on us, and he was nice. God knew who to send, and I feel, you know, if I really give myself to God, and I knew this about God, if I laid myself down before him, could lead me and and direct my footsteps if I stay righteous unto it. That's what God did. And I'm still shocked on how God just did it. We didn't know anything about music. We didn't know how it was going to be done. But God did it. And that's just the amazing thing about God. He can do all in anything if we're still right. unto him and we're humble. And we remain Amen. Humble. And God just start piecing things together. And before you know it, you know, God made it comfortable. I started praying to God, Lord, help us, Lord, you know, bless the album, God. And he started doing it, and it really was a relief when you have Jesus. And God took Amen. Control, and the Spirit filled that room, and we made that album.
Amen. Jonathan, I tell you what, it is truly, truly a phenomenal project that you've done. I know God is pleased, because like I said, you know, my daughter is six, and we have a little three-year-old just left our house, and we have another daughter in our house as well, in our home, and they love the music. And you know, for me as a parent, you know, our children are inundated with, you know, some of the big names that come on TV that they hear about, Kanye West and some of these other guys are in the secular world, and even in the Christian. Like, there's really no one that, you know, that's within the tween age frame that can really speak to them. So this music is for them. There's a whole market out there that's untapped. I think that yourself and your mother and with of course, the aid of God has tapped into, because, you know, you're giving our young people that are younger than the 18 to 25 year old demographic some music that they can call their own. Like I said, my daughters, you know, when they have an opportunity, they got your CD, they want me to put it on and put it on the PA system in the house, you know, and so they kingdom flow right there with you. So we done kingdom flowed in this house, and I tell you, I would much rather them listen to something that's going to increase their spirit in God rather than what's going on out there in the world. Jonathan, as you're ministering to young people, what's your prayer when people listen to your music? What is your prayer?
Well, my prayer was even from the beginning that somebody be blessed. I believe, you know, that through music, that God can really do some great things, because if you look at, you know, music, you know, it really does things badly. You know, if you could really see in the supernatural, let you see in the natural, how music is affecting people, be shocked, and you would really, you know, really be shocked what it does to people. And I'm not going to do that today, but you know, if the enemy uses music to hinder people, I believe God can do so much more with music. Yes. In the positive way, in the godly, holy way. And my thing that, you know, whoever, any all ages, to, when they listen to my I want to be changed. I want the Holy Ghost to flow music and convict them if there's anything that they think. I want them to feel encouraged. Something is over. I want them to feel encouraged that they need to clean some things up. God can do whatever God has called them to do. I want my music to be right. encouraging, inspiring, and not be convicting, and save souls, touch people's hearts, you know, to get right with God, because that's our mission as Christians, to encourage right. others and point the way to heaven.
Amen. Jonathan, as you were talking, your phone was breaking up there. We heard you in bits and pieces there, but I did want you to continue to talk. I know the Spirit of God is still flowing. We're going to take a little break here for just a few moments. I wanted to put one of your other songs on. Yourself or your mom can explain. It's Kingdom Bound. Can you explain how this song came about, and maybe share with the audience your vision as they listen to this song, what you want them to get out of it?
Oh, can you hear me now, Pastor?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
All right. With Kingdom Bound is just that people, the kingdom, you know, you could just turn around, you know, but I want you to be bound for the kingdom. If you were to die, let's say now, fully in.
You're cutting out, Jonathan. Can you hear me? You're cutting out. You're cutting in and out.
hear
okay.
you.
Okay, we're gonna go to the song, and when we come back, we'll have Jonathan and his mother Margot back on the line. Again, our guest today is 15-year-old Jonathan Valencia from Jacksonville, Florida. Wonderful preacher. I'm gonna put the preacher before I put the singer and hip hop artist in front of that gospel hip hop artist, because he is not only a phenomenal young man, a phenomenal preacher of the gospel, and he has a beautiful project that's out. I know several of our members have the CD, and they are enjoying it, as well as their children and grandchildren are enjoying it. Again, this is your host, Dr. A. Jerome Butler. Our call-in number is 347-215-8947. We'll be right back after this audio by Jonathan Valencia, and the song is Kingdom Bound.
You are listening to the Christian Lifestyle Network. here's a few reasons why people don't go to church.
I can't come to church until I get my life together.
Church is how I got my life together.
Church is filled with a bunch of hypocrites. And there's always room for one more.
All they care about is your money.
They care about me, not about my money.
Is there some kind of dress code?
Yes, the code is wear some clothes.
Church, it just makes me nervous.
I was nervous at first, and then I felt right at home.
I'm not sure I believe everything that you believe.
But you can still belong.
Church is for wimpy, girly men.
You want to say that again?
If you knew me and what I've done, you wouldn't want me.
If you knew me and what I've done, you wouldn't be worried.
You can come to my church even if you were brought up Catholic,
Baptist,
Methodist,
Jewish,
Mormon,
Lutheran,
Pentecostal,
Presbyterian,
Church of Christ,
Southern Baptist,
a little bit of everything and a whole lot of nothing.
See, it's not about a religion, it's about a relationship.
So please, come to my church.
Where nobody's perfect.
Where beginners are welcome.
Where socks are optional,
but grace is required.
Where forgiveness is offered.
Where hope is alive.
And where it's okay to not be okay. Really.
You belong to God. He made you. You exist for Him. The unwasted life is the life that puts Christ on display as supremely valuable.
A God-centered theology has to be a missionary theology. There are only three kinds of Christians when it comes to missions. Zealous goers, zealous senders, and disobedient. The reason we go is because we have the absolute confidence that the one in whose name we go has all authority, therefore nothing can stop him.
The need of the nations who do not know the name of Jesus is an immeasurable need. It's an infinite need. 2.6 billion people live in unreached people groups.
It seems to be woven into the very fabric of our consumer culture that we move toward comfort, toward security, toward ease, toward safety, away from stress, away from trouble, away from danger, and it ought to be exactly the opposite.
My papa was never a rolling stone. My pop is a firm rock that stayed in our home. Never gave in, never let up. My father is a family man. And my father is a manly man. He was man enough to stay and raise a man. He was raised in the cold streets of the old city where the Orioles play. And nah, he ain't play baseball, but it's hardball when you bouncing back and forth through them foster homes. And it seems like you can never reach home base. And his father was hardly present for roll call, far from perfect attendance, but my father never fostered bitterness, even when it was hard to tell the difference between his life and Antoine Fisher's. My father was relentless. He declared, "I don't care what my daddy did, I'ma stay and raise my children." They gon' see a man get up early and leave for work in the morning. Then come home and see their father love on their mama, and they know daddy ain't going nowhere. I'ma teach my son how to be a father by being his father. I'ma teach him how to be a husband by loving his mother. See, my dad used to tell me, son, before she was your mother, she's my wife, so don't you ever disrespect her. And I don't care if you're getting a little taller, you disrespect my wife, you disrespect me, and now we got a problem. And he would utter words that I didn't quite understand, like, this is gonna hurt me more than it's gonna hurt you, and yet I was the only one that walked away crying. But he would also tell me, son, there's nothing you can do to make me stop loving you. You will always be my son. See, my papa was never a rolling stone. My pop is a firm rock that stayed in our home. Never gave in, never let up. My father is a family man. And my father is a manly man. He was man enough to stay and raise a man. And we even shared the same mannerisms, same blood, same eyes. But my father is not where my identity lies. My identity is in Christ. See, Christ is not a rolling stone. He rolled the stone away to adopt us as sons and daughters. And though we were just common sinners who committed constant sins, he condescended from the heavens to make us family. And I know this don't make common sense. What kind of love is this that our God gives? See, my dad is just a shadow of who God is. So whether you had a dad or not, our God, who art in heaven, is not a rolling stone. He is the firm rock of our salvation, who is faithful. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He ain't a deadbeat, he beat death. To reconcile us into his family, there is no greater love than this. See, good fathers are just glimpses of Abba, and now I look to the cross and see Christ crucified for me, whipped, beaten, and bruised, and now I think I understand when my dad used to tell me, son, this is gonna hurt me more than it's gonna hurt you.
Hi, this is Dr. Soretta Smith, and you're listening to the Christian Lifestyle Network.
And this is your host, Dr. Adrian Butler. We're back with the Power of Your Destiny broadcast, part of the Christian Lifestyle Network. That piece, and again, today we're dedicating our show to fathers. You know, the reality is, whether your dad is in your life or not, you didn't get here by yourself. And there are some people that have been hurt by fathers that were not there. They were absentee fathers, considered. Present in your life because they were never there. Present because they were not there to see you on first prom date, or not there to help you basketball, or to take you to your first game. But the reality is, we have a Father in heaven that loves us so much that he gave his only begotten son. That every place our physical fathers may have been missing, our spiritual father filled that void. I want to encourage you today to, if I'm talking to you right now, first of all, find it in your heart to forgive the man in your life that wasn't there. And if your father was there, thank God. Literally, thank God. And you had somebody in your life that loved you enough to be right there for you. If your father's alive and you're part of the first group that I talked about, your father wasn't there, forgive him today. For forgiving him, you'll find peace in your own spirit. And don't give him away, even if you can't talk to him. And if your father is still living, I want to encourage you to give your dad a call if you haven't already. And thank him for drudging through snow and heat, taking issues on his job that he may not have been pleased, and he did it all for you because you're a gift from God. So to all the fathers, God bless you for being men who took responsibility for your children. Our guest today is Jonathan Valencia out of Jacksonville, Florida. You heard his song, Kingdom Bound. Beautiful, beautiful song. Awesome song. Almost make me want to get back up and dance with my bad legs. Jonathan and his mother, Margo, how are you all? God bless you. Welcome back to the Power of Your Destiny broadcast.
Yes, sir. We're glad to be here. And that was a great word that you shared.
Amen. God bless you, Jonathan. Look, don't be trying to get on my good side. That wasn't nothing. You know, I didn't heard you preach, young man, so don't even try it. Jonathan, if you will, share with the audience some places God has taken you as since you've been on this international journey that you've been on, some places you may have shared your music or may even shared preaching.
Well, I have the help of my mother here. Some place that God has blessed me was here in Florida, yes, in Jamaica, that's the international part. And the Bahamas, the Lord's blessed me to be there. In Canada also. I've been in Texas, New York, South and North Carolina, Georgia, the places around there. And God has blessed me to go to Arkansas. And just places around God has blessed me to go to. Wherever he leads me, I'm just glad to go. And Las Vegas too. Lord, thank you. We went to Las Vegas.
Wow.
That was a long stretch over there. And those are some of the states that we've been in.
You know, your ministry is grassroots. You're not, you don't have a big label that's behind you. So God has just been opening up doors. And as you know, and I've shared it with your mom and shared it with our church before, I met you about 3 years ago in Columbia, South Carolina, and God planted a seed. His word was planted in my heart at that time. And that I was determined, if I was put in a position, to bring you back to South Carolina to share your ministry with our young people. And so God opened up that door to do so. And I have to tell you, I'm just going to be honest with you. You are far beyond your years, beyond 15 years old. So I know you're sitting up under a solid preacher. So just share with us where some of your training is coming from. Who you've been sitting under and who's just been pouring into you, because what you have, you just don't get that overnight. You don't even get that naturally. Someone has to pour into you in order for you to have the seasoning that you appear to have, Johnny.
Well, the person that God has blessed me to be under is my grandfather, which is a pastor. And the Lord has blessed him over the years. He's 70. This year is going to be 73 years old in August. But the Lord, over the years that he's been saved and reading the Word, the Lord has blessed him to gain a great knowledge, many revelations in Old and New Testament. And when I was very, very little, I started being under him. And my father also, very young, my father started it, actually. And starting, I was under my father at a time, and reading the Word, him pouring in a lot, and my father also was under my grandfather, so I was under, I'm now under my grandfather, and, you know, being under for hours, reading the Word, praying. My grandfather has taught me how to be in ministry, how to function, how to do so many things, and God has blessed me to have such a great man of God, powerful man of God, that I can learn under, just as Timothy did with Paul, and I'm just so thankful, you know, that I have a person who has the knowledge of the Word that can, you know, guide me, you know, where to go and what this is and what does this mean in the Bible. And, you know, that's just it's great to have, you know, and I'm thankful.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, we have a caller. Caller, this is Dr. Adrian Butler. This is Dr. Adrian Butler with Jonathan Valencia and his mother. Do you have a question or comment?
No, this is not.
Hello, this is Dr. Butler. Do you have a question or comment?
Nice.
Okay. They're probably, it sounds like they're listening. They cued in that they had a question, Jonathan. So, amen. So we're so thankful to have you on the show. Your and maybe your mom, she can probably share with us on Kingdom Bound. You know, we played that a few moments ago. When people listen to that, What reaction do you pray that they have when they walk away from listening to that song? What's the end game on that song?
Well, you know, Pastor, that Kingdom Bound is actually the first song that was released from the album, and it's actually the title of the album, Kingdom Bound. And really, when we think about Kingdom Bound, we think about when God says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. So when we think about the kingdom being at hand, we know that everything that we do for Jesus is all kingdom related. And so
Amen.
When people hear the song, actually when I wrote the song, I had Jonathan in mind. And I really wanted to have him to speak life and blessings into his life every time he would get up and minister the song. I felt like it was something that as he spoke those words and declared it in his life, it would become really, the words would be manifest in his ministry. So I knew that if he would sing those songs and minister those songs, that he would speak it into existence. And so one of the things that I look forward to is for kids to repeat the words so that it speaks to life that, because God really in his word has shown us how powerful speaking things is into our lives and how things can manifest just because of what we've spoken over ourselves. So when Jonathan stands up to minister Kingdom Bound, he is actually declared and decreeing what it is that is for his ministry and for his destiny, and that is Kingdom Bound.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, we're going to go into his next song, and it's called You Will. Can you all share with us a little bit about this song by Jonathan?
Yes, that song is a song. It's a title, Your Will. So what it's saying is,
Your will,
God, not my will, but your will.
Right.
So this is, I want to do your will, not my will, but your will. I want to do your will even if I have to stay still. So what it's saying is that when we walk in ministry, when we walk for the Lord, it must be his will and not our own will.
Amen. Amen. Well, this is Your Will by Jonathan Valencia. And after this song, we'll be right back with Jonathan and his mother, Margo. This is Dr. A. Jerome Butler, and you're listening to The Power of Your Destiny broadcast.
Not my will, but your will. I'm here to do your will. It's your will, I will fulfill. You call the people to pray, pray. And walk in your way, way. You call the people to fast and forget their old past. You call the people to be humble and watch so they won't stumble. You call the people to stand.
That's Your Will by Jonathan Valencia. gospel preacher and teacher, as well as gospel phenom, artist, hip-hop artist, and a singer. Beautiful, beautiful song, Jonathan Margo. Beautiful song. Jonathan or Margo, either or, can you tell the audience, we have about 10 minutes here, how they could get in contact with you if they wanted to have you to come and speak at their church? Also, if they wanted to have you to come, wanted to get all of your music, how would they go about doing that?
Well, they will go to my website, www.jonathanvalenciamusic.com, and they can go to the website and all the social media, anything you need to know about me or get in contact is there on the website and much more.
Amen, amen. JonathanValencia.com. What about Facebook? And I know your mom kind of runs that kind of stuff. She told on you that you're not real technologically savvy, so it's kind of on the backwards end with you two. With you being 15 years old, she's more of the social media guru than you are. So, Sister Margo, how can they reach out to Jonathan via social media?
Yes, so on social media, you're right, Pastor. His social media on Facebook is Jonathan Valencia. So if you search his name out and pull up Jonathan Valencia, he pulls right up. But, yes, I am the one that manages his social media. He is definitely not one that is into social media. He's not on social
That's
media
all.
At all. And so he really doesn't even care for any of the social media, so I handle that aspect. But they could also connect with his Facebook from the website, JonathanValenciaMusic.com.
Gotcha. Now, if they wanted to get his CDs, either one of you can answer this. What are some of the outlets, some of the computer outlets that your music is sold at? Is it on eBay? Amazon, CD Baby, where can people get their music, or do they have to go directly to your website?
So his music is available on CD Baby and on other digital stores, but mainly CD Baby, and, you know, you may find it on Amazon and some other places. But, again, if they go to the website, you can go from there to get to his CD on CD Baby.
In fact, we need to get you on get his music in our store as well, the Christian Lifestyle Network.
Absolutely.
CLN Shop. We'd love to have him there. We have a caller that has a question or comment. Caller, this is Dr. Adron Butler with my guests, Margo and Jonathan Valencia. Do you have a question or comment?
This is Dr. Henderson. I have a comment.
And, okay, go ahead, Doc.
I met Jonathan when he was here with you in the restaurant, and I was very impressed with him because of he's so humble and easygoing. At 15 years old, he has enough respect to be around adults and not open his mouth, you know, out of place, because I could see with him, I connected with what his character is, because he's like a sponge, you know. That's what I got from it. And he sit, he listens, and he soaks up and takes that could use or relate to him. But he's not one to break in on going up conversations or anything. And if you ask him a question, he answers it. And I really like that. I like that humbleness that he has. And I love the way the respect he has for his mother, his grandmother, even his little brother, you know, to take care of him. And I'm very, very, very impressed with him. And I thank you for allowing me to be in his presence and to just say I know him, because I know that it was Christ that allowed us to meet. And my prayer is that God would continue to bless him and his family, and that he would carry it very, very far. Because like Christ never said anything unless it was meaningful. And I could detect that with him. Thank you, Jonathan.
That's right.
And thank you, your mother and your grandmother, for allowing me to be there to have lunch, break bread with you all.
Amen.
Oh, praise
Amen.
God.
Oh, thank you, man of God. It was so awesome meeting with you. Actually, it was our pleasure. We just felt so humble to be able to hear what God is doing through you, the marriage ministry. We were really excited about what all you shared with us and excited for the couples that will gain from the example that you and your wife put forth for the kingdom. So it was just such a pleasure for us meeting you. So we just thank you that you would take time out to come and just, you know, have fellowship with us. And next time we're really looking forward to meeting your wife, and just let her know, send her our love and that we missed her. But the next time we definitely would love to meet her too.
Okay, I hope that to be so in the near future. And
praise
I said
God.
Near future because
praise
if I know Dr. Butler, you know, you're not going to be able to sit idle there alone from him. And he's going to always keep you lifted up and always bring your name forth. He's that type of person. That's really why I love him, so.
Yes, and that I want to say before we run out of time that I'm glad that you gave me opportunity to kind of just bridge into that. When we went there, we were just so blessed and overwhelmed with love by him and his wife, first lady, and his daughters. And it was just, when we went to his home, it was so inviting. And his wife, wow, she really impressed us, her love, her warmth. I can't say enough about Crystal and what God is doing in her. She is absolutely an amazing woman of God. And my sister, you know, and so we just felt like family once we left there. We just felt like, you know, we had met, you know, part of our family. And I can't say enough of just the treatment and how he just laid everything out for us and just had everything outlined for Jonathan. He just poured into us so much. And let me say this, that doesn't always happen that way, but I just thank God for him for just loving us enough and just, you know, loving Jonathan and just keeping his word, because many people said things to Jonathan in his face and said things that they would do and never have followed up on any of what they said. But he was just, he didn't even tell us that that was something between him and God. But I just thank God that he honored what he had said, you know, and gave to God that he would do for Jonathan. So we were blessed by it. And we just thank God because Jonathan is a young man, and it's for the older men to encourage the young men of God. And I just thank God that you both are so comfortable in what God has done for you that you would pour into a young man. And so thank you so much to both of you.
Amen.
God bless you, my sister. God bless you. Dr. Henderson, thank you so much for your comments. And again, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show and just a blessing to be your friend. Sister Margo, you and Jonathan, thank you all so much for being a part of the Power of Your Destiny broadcast on today. We're running out of time. Jonathan, I don't know if you can do it. I know you're on fire for the Lord, but in about 30 seconds, can you tell the young people, give young people a word from God?
Well, it's going to be a little tricky, a little hard in 30 seconds, but we're just going right into it. The Lord has is really blessed, is really looking on the young people. And I just want to tell everybody out there that God really has something for everybody, you know. Not all is called to be a preacher or a minister, but all is called to be, is called unto salvation. And I just want to tell everybody out there, I'm speaking to the young people, that the devil will try to throw many attacks. And that's what he's doing to the young people across the world, throwing attacks with so many things out here of the world pulling at the young people so that they won't go to heaven. And I just want to encourage all of them, everybody out there, just to stay with God. I don't care what Satan throws at you, whatever it might be, whatever attack, whatever temptation, whatever will be pulling at you to get away from Jesus and to go to Satan, ignore it all, because Satan is busy, especially because he's running out of time. He knows he does not have time, and he's trying to pull as many souls into hell as he possibly can. So I just want to encourage everybody out there to stay with Jesus to the day the rapture comes, because surely if you do not have Jesus, you will not make it to heaven.
All right. This is your host, Dr. Ray Jerome Butler. That's Jonathan Valencia and his mother. Look, enjoy your week this week. Hug your father. Hug some man in your life. And tell him that God loves him. Remember, to love God, love life, keep the light on. We'll see you next week on the Power of Your Destiny broadcast.